Morning Watch, Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming, Week 3. Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming by Giving Heed to the Prophetic Word as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts. Monday, Related Verses. Romans 13, verse 12. The night is far advanced, and the day has drawn near. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the weapons of light. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 4 through 8. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. So then, let us not sleep, as the rest do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep during the night, and those who get drunk are drunk during the night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and a helmet, the hope of salvation. Luke 12, verse 40. You also be ready, because at an hour when you do not expect it, the Son of Man is coming. Related reading. Although night is the time for sleep, the night is far advanced. So we should wake up, be watchful, and sleep no more. The present age is the night time. When the Lord Jesus returns, day will dawn. The next age will be the daytime. We need not only to wake up from sleep, but also to cast off the works of darkness and put on the weapons of light. This indicates a warfare. Some think that prophecies are not interesting and are difficult to interpret. Others think that pursuing spiritual gifts, holiness, and the kingdom is crucial and urgently needed, but to know and understand prophecies is secondary and optional. There are also those who think that the result of studying prophecies is merely the addition of knowledge and is not profitable for growth in spiritual life. These are all misconceptions. Prophecies are matters that God requires man to know, and believers should give heed to them. Peter's word indicates that the word of the Old Testament prophets confirms and strengthens his testimony of Jesus Christ, and is an inoculation for the believers against heresies and apostasy. The Lord Jesus also charged us to understand the prophecies. If the church does not pay adequate attention to these prophecies, many believers will inevitably lose faith, be deceived by lies, be destroyed because of a lack of that knowledge, and forget the Lord's coming by not being watchful. The Bible is a very accurate book. Not even one word is wrong, and not a single word should be misread or replaced. If a person is careless, he will miss God's word. If a person reading prophecies is inaccurate, the accuracy of God is sacrificed. Before the Lord Jesus was born, a number of the children of Israel were expecting to meet their Messiah because they came to know, at least partially, the prophecies of the Old Testament, which spoke of God giving his people a Messiah, the Anointed One. However, many of them did not know that Jesus was actually born in Bethlehem. Thinking that Jesus, who was called a Nazarene, came from Galilee, they rejected him and missed the coming of the Messiah in their time. Due to a lack of fineness and accuracy in understanding the Old Testament prophecies, the chief priests and scribes missed the first coming of Christ. Today we also may have only a general understanding of the prophecies and not know them so accurately or finely. This may cause us to miss the second coming of Christ and suffer loss. Thus, we must learn to know the prophecies accurately and not be careless. God's word is accurate, but we must never search it with a curious mind. If we search God's word with a curious mind, we will altogether miss its spiritual worth. The Bible is a spiritual book. If the purpose of achieving accuracy is the satisfaction of our curiosity, rather than the satisfaction of our spiritual needs, we're on the wrong track. Studying prophecies is not for the purpose of satisfying a curiosity about the future. Studying prophecies is for the sake of waiting for the Lord's return. When we study the prophecies, we must not be curious. Rather, we should touch life, touch the Spirit, and touch the Lord.